I guess it was only a matter of time, but it is now official. The market research company eMarketer reports that this year, U.S. digital advertising spending will surpass traditional ad spending for the first time. Joining us now with the details is Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. Hi, John.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with the basics. What is digital advertising versus traditional advertising?
Okay, so digital ads appear on platforms that include desktop, laptop computer, tablets, search engines, mobile devices, social media. Traditional ads are the ones that everybody knows, newspaper, radio, television, magazines, billboards.
And what kind of money are we talking about here?
Okay, so the projection is that digital ad spending will rise to $130 billion this year. That's a 19% increase, while traditional ad spending will fall 11% to $110 billion. It'll surprise no one that about two-thirds of the digital ads will appear on mobile devices, since people spend an average of 4 hours a day on their smartphones.
And they're getting so much better at targeting people in those mobile ads. We know that Facebook and Google get almost 60% of digital ad spending right now. Who else?
So Google gets about 37%, Facebook about 22%. Amazon is coming on strong. They're projected to get about 9% this year of digital ad spending, and perhaps double that in 3 years. It's not surprising there because nearly 50% of U.S. e-commerce sales happen on Amazon, and about half of product searches begin there.
And all of this reflects a dramatic shift of audiences toward these digital platforms.
Right. You know, people are shifting to digital in big numbers. Take the New York Times, for instance. They've got 4.3 million subscribers. 3.3 million of them are digital. So advertisers want to fish where the fishes are. Digital ad revenue for the Times is now 46% of overall ad revenue. It's probably just going to keep growing while print advertising falls. It's down about 10% in the fourth quarter last year.
And is it safe to assume that this kind of growth in digital ad dollars will occur across the board?
Absolutely. The projection is by 2021, digital ad revenue will grow to $172 billion. That's versus the $130 billion this year. Traditional ad revenue will fall to $104 billion from $110 billion this year. By 2023, they're saying digital ads will constitute more than two-thirds of all ad spending.
And when there's this much money being spent, of course, there is the thought that it should be taxed. And there's a group that just said that that's exactly what should happen. There should be a tax on digital ad spending.
Right. This group, Free Press, proposes a tax on targeted advertising. They say, think of it like a carbon tax. You know, this would basically go out, put a 2% tax on digital advertising, and they would dedicate it to fund diverse local, independent, and non-commercial journalism.
So is there any chance something like that could pass?
Yeah, right about when the carbon tax passes.
John, the industry is changing so quickly right now. You teach a lot of students about this kind of thing. What do you even do when you're teaching them how to do advertising in 2019?
Well, part of the trick with advertising now is how do you package it? So the less it looks like advertising, in many ways, the more effective it is. So advertisers are looking for alternatives. They'll still do the banner ads. They'll still do the pop-up ads. But a lot of them are looking more toward branded content, which is basically providing something that looks like editorial,
right.
But it's marketing material.
Fool people.
Right.
John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now. And we've got a link to his blog at hereandnow.org. Thank you.
Thank you.